beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophets, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. John did baptize in the wilderness, and preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. And there went out unto him all the land of Judea, and they of Jerusalem, and were all baptized of him in the river of Jordan, confessing their sins. And John was clothed with camel's hair, and with a girdle of skin about his loins, and he did eat locusts and wild honey, and preach, saying, There cometh one mightier than I after me, the latchets of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose. I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. Well, greetings to you today. This is Steve Clark, and I'm blessed to be able to share this morning in the Daily Inspiration. And what I've been pondering on these last couple days, and what we spoke about yesterday, is the waste that the world would see in living for the Lord Jesus Christ or doing some crazy thing for the Lord. And we looked yesterday at Mary, who broke the very expensive box and took the costly ointment and poured it on Jesus' head and anointed his feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And some of the disciples, they said, Why this waste? Why this waste of the ointment? Well, it wasn't a waste because it was for the Lord Jesus Christ. And today I want to look at this man, the man John the Baptist, as we know him from the scriptures. And, you know, it seems he never married. There's nothing recorded about him being a husband or a father. It says in John chapter 10 that he did no miracles. And he was kind of a strange man. You know, he was in the desert, and he, as it says here in the passage I read, he was clothed with camel's hair and with a girdle of a skin about his loins, and he did eat locusts and wild honey. Now, locust is a little insect, like a grasshopper. I guess there's also a locust, which is, they called back in those days, they called it a locust, but it was kind of like a nut or something like that. So either one, I'm not sure which one it was, but he ate strange food, and he dressed strangely, and he was in the wilderness. It even says that in another place that he was in the deserts until the time that he started ministering and preaching and baptizing. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 18, it says here that this is Jesus' words, and he says, I'll back up a little bit here maybe to get the context. Verse 12, and from the day of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied unto John, and if you will receive it, this is Elias, which was for to come. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. But whereunto shall I liken this generation? It is like unto the children sitting in the markets and calling unto their fellows and saying, We have piped unto you, and you have not danced. We have mourned unto you, and you have not lamented. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, He hath a devil. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, Behold, a man gluttonous, and a wine-bibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified over children. And what I want us to see there is that Jesus was talking about how these Pharisees and different ones were saying things about John. They were also saying things about Jesus. And one of the things that they were saying is that he had a devil. And the reason why they said he had a devil was because he wasn't eating regular food or drinking the things that normal people drank. And they say that he had a devil. And so all these things about John. He was in the desert. He didn't drink. Well, let's look at another place in Luke. Luke chapter 1. This is the prophecy of his father, Zacharias, John's father. And it says here in Luke chapter 1, verse 76, I'm going to cut in here. It says, this is what Zacharias was prophesying about his son. And he says, "And thou child shalt be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet in the way of peace." And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit and was in the deserts till the day of his showing unto Israel. And so he lived in the deserts there. And he was, it says in another place there that he didn't, he wouldn't drink any, any wine or strong drink. I thought it was in that passage there, but I don't see it there. But anyway, he was different from the rest of the people. He did strange things. He was kind of odd. And the people said he had a devil in him, and because of the things that he did. And it seems also very evident that he was a very humble man. And it says here in John chapter 3, where there rose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying, and they came to John and said unto him, "Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness," talking about Jesus, "behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him." So they're saying, you know, look at, you know, people are going to Jesus. You testified of him. They're going to him. They're not coming to you anymore. You should be jealous of all that. But John answered and said, "A man can receive nothing except to be given him from heaven. You yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy therefore is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease." He's talking, you know, John's saying there that Jesus must increase and I will decrease. And it's fine. I'm okay with that. I'm fine with that. In fact, that's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way I want it to be. Jesus must increase. I must decrease. I'm going to be like the friend of the bridegroom. I want the bridegroom to have all the glory and honor, and not me, and is what John was saying. Very humble. I appreciate the testimony there about John. So here we have this man who's just kind of strange. He's not trying to get ahead, not trying to do things of his own for his own sake. Dressing funny, living in the desert, not eating and drinking the same foods that normal people drink. He didn't marry. He didn't even do any miracles, it says there in John. And a lot of people would look at his life and say, "What a waste! What a waste!" You know, just he didn't even enjoy life. He didn't have the American dream. You know, the American dream is to get married and to have a family and to be rich and to prosperous and all of these things. Didn't have any of that. It seems, anyway, by the scriptures, Jesus' testimony of him back in chapter 7 of Luke, and we read that a little bit here at the end of that portion, but I want us to look again, chapter 7. And this is Jesus' testimony of Luke verse 24, it says, "And when the messengers of John were departed, he began to speak unto the people concerning John." What went you out in the wilderness for to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what went you out for to see? A man clothed with soft raiment? Behold, they which are gorgeously appareled and live delicately are in king's courts. But what went you out for to see? A prophet. Yea, I say unto you, and much more than a prophet. This is he of whom it was written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. For I say unto you, among those that are born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist. But he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he." This is Jesus' testimony of John. He said, if you went to see some famous person, some rich person, some popular person or whatever, you didn't go to the right person, because John, he was a little bit strange, but this is he of whom it was written that he would prepare the way before the Lord. And so, like I said, it seems like he wasted his life, but no, it wasn't a waste. In fact, it was poured out. It was spent for the Lord Jesus Christ, and it's never a waste to give our lives for the Lord Jesus Christ. We saw how Mary yesterday gave her ointment and humbled herself and did all of these things. It's not a waste to give ourselves to the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's my encouragement. That's my the inspiration from the Word of God today, is that you feel like God is telling you to do something, and it might look pretty foolish to the rest of the world, but it's okay. If it's for the Lord Jesus Christ, it's okay. So I just want to encourage us in that today. Give our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's never a waste, and we can see that from the life of John here. So God bless you. Thank you for calling in. May the Lord prosper your day, bless your day, speak to your hearts, and encourage you. And so let's just pray. Father, I do thank you for each one that called in today, each one that will call in today, and I just pray that you would work in their lives and help them to see that whatever they do for you is not a waste, even though the world might say it is. They might think a person's pretty strange if he just sells his farm and goes and is a missionary someplace somewhere or whatever. But Lord, I just pray that you would speak to people's hearts, you would do a work in people's lives, that they could pour out their lives for you. We thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, if you want to call me, my number is 717-333-1786. Also, I want to encourage you to listen to the Saturday morning Bible study. And on Saturday, it's a live interactive Bible study. I don't have the number right in front of me here. I'll make sure I get that and have it for tomorrow when I do the daily inspirations tomorrow. So God bless you. Thanks for listening.